Welcome to Trends. I'm your host, Levi.
And I'm Dan.
Who's also a host.
Yep.
Dan doesn't always like to say
mistake about it.
He's a host because he doesn't want to take responsibility for what happens here. But he's responsible.
Yep.
It's his fault. You are.
All right.
You are. So we, it's been a week since last we met.
As usual.
That's very often the case.
We're going to have a leap week where it's like 8 days.
I don't know. We should do a thing where we just do like 7 days of an episode a day so that no time passes. We just meet and do it.
It's like what Miles Davis did to get out of his contract and get onto Columbia. He knocked out like 5 albums worth in like 2 nights. Done.
What are the albums?
Working with the Miles Davis Quintet.
Nice.
Steaming with the Miles Davis Quintet.
Okay.
Cooking with the Miles Davis.
Mm.
Walking and not W-A-L-K.
No G's either, right?
W-O-K. Walking.
Oh, walking. Like cooking in a walk. Nice. So it was clear he was like just burning them through. Like,
well, yeah, he wanted to get out of it. They're fine records, though.
Are they good?
Oh, they're great.
Because it's all like a free jazz.
Yeah. One take, everything done.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
Yeah. Now, how many people were in his group?
That would be a quintet, so whatever that is.
You don't even know. You just were condescending to me, and then you didn't
I'm trying to think.
Quinn. It's not a core. It's not four. Is it six?
That's
a sextet.
I'm pretty sure it's a...
It's not seven.
Septet? Oh, qua, because eight. That's like...
Eight.
Yeah,
eight.
Qua.
Eight?
Qua.
Oct. That's oct. Yeah. That'd be an octet.
No, it's qua.
Qua. So he had eight. Is Miles Davis and eight dudes?
Yep.
How many of the... this is important. How many people in Miles Davis's quintet played bassoons? Like, how many bassoon players?
Well, I think there was a period where he said kind of he wanted to get a little electric.
Yep.
Two bassoons.
Two bassoons. Yeah. Nice.
Like, to get that texture.
Yeah, yeah. Bassoon layers. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
I'm here. I don't need to come on. I'm ready. I'm here.
But those two bassoon players are very famous because they were pioneers in the jazz bassoon.
Hey, do you know my favorite Miles Davis album?
What would that
I'm going to throw you for a loop here and surprise you.
Okay.
Kind of Blue. Have you ever heard of that? Yeah. Ever heard of that album?
No.
It's pretty unknown. Or is it Some Kind of Blue?
Kind of Blue. What is it again? I'm a huge Miles Davis fan. What is it?
I think it's called Kind of Blue. Some Kind of Blue. Hey, you should write it up. You probably never heard of it.
Nope. Is it again? Like blue, like B-L-E-W?
No. Like the color. Like the color blue. The kind of blue.
The blue, the
and
kind,
then
the kind of blue.
Yes, the kind of blue.
Are you sure it's not the color blue? Because that would be a way better. That's like more like what his jazz style was. What year was this made?
I don't know. It's not a.
Who played on it?
Miles Davis.
Well, I know that.
And then a bassoon player. Well, do you know my favorite John Coltrane album?
What would that be?
Something about the A Train.
What?
I can't remember.
What's his, something like,
what's his one album?
Give me a pass for the
edge. Everyone
give me,
knows.
Probably give me a pass for the do you know what that
do you, what,
this is exciting.
What other recording artists should I drop some deep cut knowledge on you?
Hit me, man. This is like your night.
Do you know my favorite Nirvana album?
Who?
Never mind.
Oh, okay. What are some other artists?
Do you know my favorite Beatles album?
What'd that be?
The White Album? Is that the name for the album? I don't know anything about music. Do you know,
are you sure that's a Beatles album?
I'm gonna tell you
they
my
have, like, great
favorite
names for albums. That's not a great name for an album, the White Album.
My favorite,
like,
my favorite like, Bob Dylan lazy. Album.
What?
My favorite Bob Dylan album.
Okay.
Freewheeling Bob Dylan. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but I have heard of a little record called The Freewheeling Bob Dylan.
That's
I think
different.
That one's far better.
It's different. Yeah. It's a different one.
Mm-hmm. No.
This is like the studio masters. Yours is the one that the studio messed with. But this
is amazing.
Got...
I've got 3 albums.
Are you going to buy all those?
Absolutely. I'll buy it after the show.
I can't believe you don't know all those records.
Kind of Bloom, The White Album, and Give Me a Pass for the...
Night Train. Yep. Exactly. I'm just here to drop music knowledge on you.
Amazing, thank you.
I think we could probably finish up the show because
I want to get that one.
That's
so
big
get
stuff.
Out and buy this
you want to go buy these albums, and you're not even gonna like download them. You're gonna go to a record store and
forget
get them on
physicality,
vinyl.
Man.
Yeah, that's
what you kind of. I'll have to.
You wrote it down, so you don't
have
to.
Yeah, but I didn't tear the page up, so make sure I get that after the show.
I'll tear it for you. There you go. Yeah, I ripped it in half. You only get half the names of each of the albums.
I got it.
Hey.
Hey, come over here.
Why are you wearing a trench coat?
Psst. Okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Why are you standing in the corner?
Yeah. Yeah. We're doing a show.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have a message? He's opening his coat. There's a
message there.
Okay.
What's the function?
The function?
What's the function?
Conjunction?
Right.
Oh, wow, I can't believe that works.
Oh, give it to me.
Okay. You can close your trench coat.
I don't want to.
Okay, it's fine. Fair enough.
You can't make me.
I'm not going to try and make you.
Look the other side.
I don't. Okay. Oh, there's a seal. The seal is on the other side of his coat. It's up. Jeez.
You're this time. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Psst. Bye. He whispered goodbye, Dan. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Psst. Good air. Attention. Yeah. Psst. I can't even make that noise.
No, you can't. You should keep trying. Psst. You're making it's worse. It just got worse.
Yes.
I can do it. Psst. Psst.
What?
Psst. Psst.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Psst. 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 Piss.
You really gotta pronounce it to say it.
Say piss and then a T noise.
Pissed.
There you go. That's good enough. Right. Are you mad?
No, good enough is.
You said you were pissed. You get it?
Yeah.
Why don't you read what's on the.
Okay.
Can you lava. Make... Lava?
Lava.
L-A-V-A?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet!
Alright.
Today's trends topic is lava.
I didn't. Psst.
Hey, buddy.
Well, I was gonna say that. Yeah, you need to see that the seal is fresh.
Oh, Dan, you want to smell it?
Yeah. Wow. How did he know?
Get it yourself. Get your face right up in his coat. Just.
He's up now. He's up.
Hey, it's all part of it.
It is. It's fresh.
Feel good.
Warm
Oh yeah! Wow. That's wow. That's.
Boy.
I like that.
So weird, but it was nice of him. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real connection.
It's like lava, actually. You know, it's like.
The seal is?
Well, I mean, look at it. It's a different color than it normally is.
You're right. And it's hardening as it cools.
Yeah.
Ow! Oh,
probably shouldn't have touched that now that I think about it.
It's going to stay on you.
Oh, I got it. It's like caramel.
Don't eat the seal. You shouldn't eat the seal. So the trends topic is lava, which is great. We've actually had some lousy topics lately.
Yeah.
I hope no one gets offended by that. But lava is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something I know about lava. You're gonna say?
I was just gonna say it was awesome.
Oh, I do know that. Mm. Yeah. No. I read a book about lava a long time ago.
How old were you?
I was 12. But it wasn't for a book report or anything. I just thought
because you have a passion about lava.
It had a cool the picture of the book. It was one of those like hardcover, really thin books you get to the school library.
Yeah.
And on the picture of it, in the front cover. It had like a geyser of lava, like 30 feet high, spraying, going across the...
That's...
It was really cool, like all orange and intense. And I was imagining, like, I bet villagers are running, like, which is, insulting. Like, it's not the only place volcanoes are.
Yeah. Well, kind
it's
of.
It's a lot, yeah.
I mean, most of the time. Has there ever been a volcano ever in the history of ever that we've had modern civilization? Just civilization?
Well, I mean...
Where a volcano hasn't blown up and killed people? I mean...
What do you mean?
I guess I...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Ever, what are you talking about?
Has that ever not happened?
Has there ever been a time when a volcano didn't blow up and kill people?
No, I mean, yeah, like
right now?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What are you talking...
I'm sure there's times where volcanoes have blown up and nobody's been hurt. You
know? Oh, yeah, definitely. There are active volcanoes.
That was
volcanoes.
A really quick way to say that.
Yeah. Well, you wanted to... I mean, you were still processing.
Yeah. I wanted to walk down Processing Avenue for a little
bit. That's right.
While,
that's happened. Right. You should be a process server.
Hmm?
That's people who give you summons to go to court.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting off topic.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I wanted to say about lava that, it's lava, the term describes both the liquid form and the hardened form. You know, when it comes out hot, but also when it hardens, is also lava. When molten lava, it's like 12,000 degrees, somewhere between 12,000 and 2,000 degrees, I think, if I'm remembering
right. How hot is that on the pepper scale?
It's like, but just below a habanero, so if you eat habaneros,
those are in the store.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's hot peppers.
Wow.
But lava is like 1,200 to 2,000 degrees. Fahrenheit.
Oh, okay.
Not Celsius.
Oh, I got you.
I don't know the Celsius scale because I'm an American.
Oh, yeah.
We use Fahrenheit.
Do you think there'll ever be a day where surfers, you know, to go to that next extreme level, will start surfing on lava?
I bet someone's tried that.
But, you know, that geyser made me think of that.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm going to catch a wave and lose my legs.
And, yeah, they'll take a special, like, surfboard and, you know, like,
yeah.
There's a whole bunch of other stuff
going on. That's, I bet that's been a scene in one of those disaster movies, you know, like.
Somebody's had to surf
2012 on lava. Before they die, maybe. Yeah, like on a metal door. Yeah. You know, like, oh, I'll just hop on this door. Ah. Yeah.
Like, you probably couldn't even be that close to lava with
no, the heat it's giving yeah, off would just melt like, you.
Yeah.
Melt you.
Not even the Human Torch could do that.
Well, I mean, he's fire. You might be right. It's too hot and intense for the Human Torch. Fire, my man. That's true.
You could put out fire with lava. That's could what you? I, yeah, I think that's,
you know. Do you, so you have to fight fire with fire. Do you lava. Think you have to fight lava with lava?
Could just find something hotter than lava, because lava's hotter than fire. If you throw that on fire, fire's gone. It's what's, consumed by the higher heat.
What's hotter than lava? Let's take a break and think about it, and we'll
perplex her.
Come right back and talk more about lava. Do you have the break button?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in my pocket today.
What? All right, so pocket I'm never going to know when you're going to. I'm on fire, and now I think I'm ready to bust a move. Check it out, I'm rocket steady. Welcome back to Trends. Our Trends topic is lava.
Lava.
And I am wondering, Dan, if you've been to see a volcano.
No, have you?
I saw a volcanic rock
at a
museum. Yeah. But I've never been to see an actual volcano. But I've, like, handled the rock. And
how did it feel? Did you feel powerful?
It was anticlimactic, actually.
It's probably funny. Like some of the first, I mean, some weapons that somebody probably used, like.
Yeah, that stuff gets sharp. Yeah, that can be really sharp, the volcanic rock.
Is it brittle, do you know? Did it feel like it would break if you struck somebody with it?
There are different qualities. I think that some can be really porous, and then
that
stuff would break pretty easily. Like you throw it on the ground and it would shatter.
Okay, I got you. It's like dragonstone when lava forms and hardens and gets petrified and turns into dragonstone.
I think that's a fictional thing from a book,
no.
What you're talking about. No. I don't think dragonstone is a real...
Do you know petrified wood?
Thing? Yeah,
I do. Yeah, if lava gets to that state, the next step.
If lava becomes petrified wood?
Well, I mean, if lava becomes petrified to that state where it's
like scared?
Yeah, like that.
Like if it sees Medusa?
Yes. No, petrified, man. You know, like petrified wood, you know?
Yeah.
Like something sitting there for millions of years, it's turned into a stone.
I don't think that's a thing with... I mean, lava's already a stone.
That's what I'm saying. So it turns into dragonstone.
That's not a thing.
It's true.
You know dragons aren't real, right? Dan.
What?
It's time we talked about this.
Yo.
Hey, Jumpers!
Did you just say what I think you said?
Yeah, Dan just said that lava gets petrified. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, this will be. Yeah, we found out something about that.
What? What do you mean?
Well, there's a Dragonstone store at the mall. We went down there to get some weapons.
You guys, that store's ripping you off.
No, it's not, man. It's the hardest known substance on Earth. It can shatter even diamonds, but I am not willing to take that expense and find out if it's true or not.
No, that's the whole thing.
Bullshit.
No one will bother trying to shatter a diamond. No one's going to bother trying to shatter a diamond. Yeah,
you know, even if I had the greatest point to make on Earth, and that would punctuate the end of it, I would never do it, you know? Even if I could afford it.
You make points by puncturing, like stabbing stuff?
Sometimes. Well, if you've got Dragonstone, you feel real powerful. Yeah, Levi. If you know, next week I'll bring one of my weapons. Look,
guys, I don't want to go too far down this. I feel like I'm telling you there's no Santa Claus or something, but the mythology of dragons comes from finding dinosaur fossils. Like, in Asia, they would find giant bones.
Yeah, winged dinosaurs. Yeah, we know about that. Those are dragons. Those are like the first, those are like the mother of dinosaurs, mother and father dinosaurs. It's like the mothership where the dinosaurs came from.
But they're not dragons. Like, they didn't breathe fire.
Yeah, they do. How do you think a lot of this stuff got formed?
What stuff?
Around the Earth. Science has proven that, like, not only was there lava that poured forth and, you know, collided with the sea or, you know, froze and made land or whatever, but dragons maintained it. They were the keepers of it. They would go around and breathe fire and sculpt the lava to suit their needs. We all know this. This is true. The Chinese knew this.
This is...
It's true, Levi. We can go on the internet right now. Look,
we're not going to go to your websites and.
Hey, but I came in here. I forgot to tell you guys.
Yeah, jumpers. What's up?
If you look down at the floor, you'll see the different sections. Oh, partitioned.
Weird. What?
Yeah. What's going on? See the black sections?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's lava.
Oh, we can't touch the black sections?
No.
I'm sitting on it. No. Oh, I got to lift my legs up the whole time?
Well, you can move it around. I mean, I'll tell you what. I'll go easy on you guys because I know that this is like, you know, us, you know, you didn't know it was here. So I'm gonna hit the reset clock. So get yourself situated.
Okay, so our feet aren't burnt yet.
Hey, give me a second, man. No. Just keep them under the black.
But the chair, our chairs can sit on the lava, right?
Chairs, well.
What's safety? Like, what can we be on the table or the
chairs? You got to position the corners, each corner of the chair on like a, you know, a
oh, touching the
spot.
Other. Okay, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to turn my chair.
It's a serious stuff, guys.
Okay, all right. I'm ready for
going. We got a 3-second rule. If you touch the lava more than 3 seconds.
Okay, but you can?
Yeah, can I'm you? Immune. I'm like the dragon. I'm keeping the, you know, the lava.
Are you wearing dragonstone shoes? Are your shoes made of dragonstone jumpers?
Yeah, man.
Holy. That's amazing. I mean, they're like solid, but I don't even know how you can.
Yeah, they
those.
Don't make a sound, do they?
No.
It's not a sound. Look at this. I'm even going to kick this wall. See that?
Nothing. Whoa.
Well, that was me. That was my.
Yeah, you made a sound.
My man.
To emphasize that you were kicking.
He's got good man noises.
Yeah. I mean, no one had questioned.
Yeah, so you didn't hear a thing, right?
No one had questioned.
Silence.
Dan, you're not touching lava, are you?
No, I'm these fumes are getting to me.
Yeah, I know.
There ain't no fumes, motherfucker. Quit
he,
playing like
he
that.
Just gets into the character, jumpers. You
yeah,
can't.
Yeah, I know.
You can't be mad at him.
Okay, Jim, I'm going to reset the clock here. Here we
okay.
go.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, he has an actual clock. Oh, okay. Time is. It was. We are playing lava.
Oh, yeah. This is exciting.
Everyone. So I think, just in case any listeners don't know, the classic game lava.
I think our listeners are familiar with it. They're not idiots.
I'm not saying they're idiots, jumpers.
Well, if you don't know lava game, you're an idiot.
Jumpers, that's not entirely true. It's a cultural experience. Some people may not be familiar.
Right.
So it's a thing children generally...
Yeah, because the people who don't know about it play a real game called the real lava game because they probably are villagers that, you know, live next to volcanoes.
That's okay.
Because you know, there's a volcano, there's villages.
So this is great. This is, I really want to talk about this. Just really quick, the game of lava, a kid will declare something is lava, and
yeah.
That means you can't touch it or you'll burn up.
Yep,
so then you have to stay. Often the floor will be lava, parts of the floor.
Like parts of the floor today.
Yes. I'm just giving examples. But so what Jumpers has said is, I think, really cool, is that villagers who live near, I don't know.
Levi and Dan,
can we stop calling them villagers? Because that's insulting.
Yeah, this game is trademark.
People who live near a volcano that's active.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily have to be villagers, just people who...
We're going to say it's right behind you guys. There's like a volcano on a hill.
I'm trying to ask an abstract question, and you're making it into the game, Chompers. Like, I'm playing the game. I'm not touching the floor. I got my legs up. I'm floating. I'm not going to get burned. But I'm saying, people who live near volcanoes, do you think they play the game lava?
Yeah, but it's for real life. They don't know it's a game.
No, that's what I'm asking them.
If you play the game of lava, you better run.
Look. This is why I talked to Dan about this stuff, because Jumpers is only literal. Like, he can't get that I'm asking.
Yeah, it takes him a while. You should try, the best thing for him is cooking instructions.
Because he just step by step by step.
Boom,
right.
Done.
But I can't ask this question in the style of cooking instructions.
Well, it's true. I'm just trying to.
No, you're helping, kind of, but it's just confusing.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up, then.
Hey, what?
No, he actually. It's okay. It's cool. I owe him. He owes me one because I owe him one, I guess.
You told him to shut the fuck up before?
When we do that, we kind of pay each other back.
Yeah, you guys have
Yang, the Yang brothers.
Yeah, yes. Please stop talking about that.
But the lava game, my man.
Yeah. What about the game of lava?
Oh, are you done explaining it?
I guess. I don't know why you're mad. I just, there's
well, I'm
people
not mad.
Who don't
I just,
know.
I just don't want to be rude. And, you
I
know.
Just, people should, I think everyone should, who while you're listening to Trends today, wherever you are, you're at work, you're on the bus.
This is good.
You need to decide. The something on the ground is lava, and avoid it for the rest of this episode of Trends.
I'm going to say, just for elderly people,
go ahead,
maybe
Dan.
They can ease the game up a little bit and just play Billie Jean. Like,
where the light up squares.
Wherever you step is a light. So
yeah,
no losers.
It's important because we have a lot of retired listeners.
Yep.
We've done the demographic surveys. So yes, if you are 63 or older, let's say.
Yeah, don't push yourself.
You can adapt.
Because Billie Jean is just as fun, if not more fun.
This is like the seated chair yoga version of lava for you.
Yes, absolutely.
So you just find a chair to sit in.
And it lights up when you touch it.
Exactly, exactly. And for you, it probably does. If you didn't take your medication, yep. you probably see the floor light up.
It's the gate of heaven opening up to take you near it.
Yeah, move towards the light. If you're an old listener right now and you see light, just go after it.
Or remember, Billie Jean is not your lover.
She's just a girl.
Good friend of mine.
She said that I was the one. But the... No? We're done. Okay.
What song are you
singing? You guys are bailing. This is... I thought we were... Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Wait, what song are you singing?
It's by Michael Jackson?
What is it?
Do you... It's from his Off the Wall album? Are you writing this down, Dan? You don't know Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album? That's... I wonder if you know... He has another album called Bad. It's a...
Why would anybody name that album?
Because Bad used to mean good.
It's like the White Album.
In the 80s. Okay, well, that album was all about white people. I mean, that was pretty obvious. The Beatles' White Album.
Oh, I guess I'll find out when I listen to it. I'll probably change my mind.
If you play it backwards, you'll hear some weird stuff.
So, I guess the lava game's on, man. Yeah, you guys.
Okay, jumpers.
I know, just good luck.
Fine. You've got your camera set up. You can see if we're touching the lava.
Yeah, hell yeah. And if I don't hear you guys making dying noises, death noises, if you touch it.
We know how the game works.
Okay, I just want to hear them. Make them loud and proud.
Should we should... Let's... Dan, I'm going to demonstrate how I'll sound if I die, because we should all have a pretty good...
Yeah, do it. Yeah, see, that's a good one, because that's how it would go, because you just kind of would melt into the lava. That's
right?
Exactly how that would go.
And then your nervous system dies off, and you're
a little puff of dust. All right, exactly. Dan, let's hear yours. All right. Pretty good,
that was really good. That a little, I mean, I like was fantastic. That seemed like you were jumping off a cliff, like you got thrown off a cliff. A little bit.
A cliff of lava.
Right. Yeah. 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 Like
let
a cliff.
Try that. Yeah.
Oh, jumpers.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's try it again.
You're scaring me. Okay. No help. Yeah. I added the words.
See, now you guys won't be afraid to die. You got it out of your systems.
That's how I'm going to die. When I die. If I die.
Yeah, you better.
Am I going to? Do you think before before we're like going to die, the science will have figured out how to extend human life?
Oh, absolutely.
Like to 130 years or something? Probably. Or do you think...
At what point do you think humans are going to be bored of being alive? Like at what age? Do you like, just kill me?
30.
Oh, yeah, that's already been discovered.
Maybe a little. Much, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's why we have, like,
that's why
Twitter.
Yep.
Because you were just something to do to forget you're alive for a while.
Oh, wait. I think my cell phone's ringing. I'm going to go in my pocket.
What are you? Why are you?
Oh, shit, I.
Don't, Dan, no.
Break.
Welcome back to Trends.
Yeah! Don't worry, Levi, I'm not dead.
Okay, I thought you were dead for real.
No.
It took me about 10 minutes to get to the bathroom and back.
Yep, this is
because
tricky.
I couldn't touch.
Yeah.
The whole lobby out there is also lava, which I didn't realize.
Yeah, he set this thing up. Even the escalator stairs going up.
Yeah. Oh, so I had to use...
It'd be on your toes.
We have the exposed plumbing and the ceiling, and so I had to actually do some hand-over-hand climbing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know I had that strength.
I went into the bathroom. The underground tunnels and like...
The naughty tunnels?
He's got the thing like sectioned off on the toilet. You couldn't even sit down on it.
It must have taken forever to set that up.
Mm-hmm.
He's it's weird because he still doesn't like get all the cleaning done or necessarily guard the lobby.
We need to hire somebody else. You know, we're
we should hire a cleaning lady. I mean, that's part of his job.
Well, if there's stuff like this that he has to do. I mean, he doesn't have to do stuff like this every week.
No, he doesn't have to do it anytime. Nobody asked him to do it for. We didn't even know what the topic was.
I mean, I sometimes think he knows what the topic is.
He must have
to
set this up so elaborately.
Or maybe Sir laughs a lot. Sends him like just instructions or something to do, and he doesn't even know. And
probably
never know. We'll never know.
Do you? I feel like lava's been referenced in a lot of pop songs and a lot of like music.
Which
do you
ones?
Think that's true? I was just
I think.
I was just thinking it must, but maybe I'm wrong. I mean, it seems like a poetic thing to talk about.
Maybe like Hawaiian music.
Yeah, probably.
I'm trying to think of other.
I forgot. I know a lot about some music and you don't, so you wouldn't think of it. The probably the one of the sort of connected to lava places that people are most interested in is Pompeii.
Oh yeah, Pink Floyd performed there.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, if you see the movie, it's a thrill ride. Check it out.
So Pompeii is a famous city.
Yes.
In Greece, and that was by Mount Vesuvius. Mount Vesuvius erupted, covering the city and kind of preserving it, and it became an archaeological site. There was another city nearby that was also destroyed, but not to the same degree. So it wasn't as famous because it didn't preserve things as well.
What city was that?
I forget what it's called. It starts with an A.
Atlantis.
Don't think Atlantis is right.
Well, it's that city that was near.
But I think Pliny the Younger is the person who documented Pompeii being destroyed.
Oh.
So they were in ships fleeing the city, watching the volcano erupt and destroy the city. So he wrote this really elaborate,
I'm gonna have to read that.
Really long poem about.
That's a poem.
Beowulf.
That's so similar for me. Write it out.
It was a different writing style in that
time period. You're not dead though.
So he wrote the description of it. So we have this great oral history, written history, and then they also dig up the ruins and you can see everything. I mean, things were like dead dogs were preserved in the volcano. People crutching over their,
Do they have pictures of this online?
No, you couldn't go to museums and see it. Yeah, it's online too. But I went to an exhibit about it and, so there were actually a human cast of a woman covering her child to try to protect her from the lava.
Oh,
and it's like a preserved rock of the lady because she burned away.
Yeah.
And so did the baby. And so there's all these people.
That's crazy.
And you can see them in their death faces, which is kind of touching. You know, it's unsettling, but it was also kind of amazing.
Yeah.
But the whole thing I was thinking of as I walked this exhibit and as I've read about Pompeii is did it preserve graffiti on the walls of Pompeii? You know, what was the Latin, what weird Latin slang? Who was the Banksy of Pompeii? You know, who was spray painting and chalking up the walls and unsettling the aristocrats, the wealthy people of Pompeii. And what were they written?
We'll have to go dig through the
site. I don't know if archaeologists look for
graffiti. They look for anything. I mean, that's what they're doing. That's what they're there for.
Right, just to document.
It'd been great if, while Pink Floyd was playing in front of Pompeii, it erupted and did the same thing to them.
And killed Pink Floyd?
Years later.
Wait, do you hate Pink Floyd?
No, it's just, it would be kind of interesting.
A good spectacle?
Later, yeah.
Just to see him frozen in, guitar pose?
In the middle of, a guitar solo and echoes?
Yeah.
You'd be done.
And then, a bunch of people in the audience frozen in their weird.
Yep. Well, nobody was around it. It was just Pink Floyd.
There was no audience?
No, it was like a movie, film.
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I'll give you three guesses.
Live at Pompeii.
Pink Floyd, Live at Pompeii.
Oh, sorry. I really blew it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there an album, too? So there's a video?
They did songs off of Stuff You Already Got.
I don't know that album, Stuff You Already Got. That'd be a great album for a band to put out.
Stuff You Already Got?
Yeah. Have you heard their new album, Stuff You Already Got? I like that a lot.
Okay.
I'm going to start a band. Wait, you don't like it.
I'm going to write it down. What is it?
It's Stuff You Already Got.
Yeah, I'll just look for it.
Yeah, you should just Google that. I bet that's the name of somebody's album. Stuff You Already Got. That is not what I said.
Fair enough.
So there is a thing where there's chocolate lava.
Huh?
There's desserts people make. And then you cut into the dessert and chocolate comes oozing out of it. And it's like a chocolate lava thing.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're not familiar with that?
Are you sure that you just didn't wake up late one night and there's a Dairy Queen commercial on with it?
Yeah,
that's what... Your parfait busting through with that giant tower of
I woke
fudge.
Up?
Yeah, and it was on.
Well, like
you
I was,
sure that's not what you're just daydreaming about?
I was sleeping with the TV on and then there's a peanut butter parfait.
Yeah, you know how it comes, peanuts would explode and molten fudge. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't think Food and Science Project have met yet, okay?
I think they definitely have. You've seen those chocolate fountains.
No.
What do you think that is?
No.
You haven't seen them?
I don't. No.
It's a fountain of chocolate.
Where? Is there one in the world?
No, it's people buy them, rent them for their weddings.
You're right.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
chocolate fountain?
Yeah, chocolate fountains.
I don't believe in
that. I want a chocolate baby peeing chocolate. You know, like those fountains that have a baby peeing. But I want it to be a chocolate peeing out of the tiny baby penis.
That would be
a,
it'd
be funny.
Oh.
That'd be a good, it'd be a laugh. It'd be a laugh.
Yeah, would it, yeah. Do you think anybody would eat the chocolate straight from the tap?
Yeah, from the little wiener?
Mm-hmm.
I would.
You'd be a little wiener?
Yeah, I totally would.
Could this, yeah, could this cast be made from like one of the remaining...
From the baby?
From the ruins of Pompeii?
Yeah.
Did you find that?
Yeah, to let the baby live on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only way to... Mm-hmm. To give that baby a legacy, because that baby didn't get a chance to establish his or himself, I guess, in this scenario. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're on board?
Oh, absolutely.
Chocolate baby
fountain? Give me a ticket for the night train. Give me a pass for the night train.
That's...
Damn, I'm going to go later.
Here's your pass.
Thank you.
There you go.
Man, not moving. We are doing a really good job with this lava thing.
It's easy when you're just sitting in chairs. Yeah. I never figured that out when I was a kid. I think I always thought, like, we better keep circling the room. You know, like, what? That's the game of it.
Did you ever read that Roald Dahl story?
Can you be more specific?
Roald Dahl story.
That's not more specific. You just said the same words over again. This
Roald Dahl short story.
Where he wrote a lot of stories.
The kid is basically doing this thing with his imagination. You know, he think, and then at the end he hits some lava and burns up.
What?
Guys, yeah.
No, what's that story called?
I forget the name of it, but I can... We can. I'm sure we can. Hey, John, first. Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, I need you to quick.
That Roald Dahl story.
Oh, the one about the kid in the lava.
How do you know? That's not.
Everyone knows that.
It's
story,
not specific at all.
Dahl. It's Roald Dahl.
Yeah, do but I need he
to say more.
Yeah, well, he wrote like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah, yeah. Didn't he? I mean, there's other books.
Yeah, he wrote these wonderful tales that, in my head, I wish were real.
Okay.
Except for some of the misery in them, because, you know, people get eaten by rhinoceroses and stuff.
But you don't like the misery? I mean, that's...
I love misery.
That's what life's all about.
Yeah, but I don't know the name, Dan, but I'll send out one of my messengers to go find out.
Your what?
Messengers.
I thought you said mistresses.
Well, okay. Maybe they...
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. I didn't... Never mind.
They do shit for me.
Yeah, that's right.
I do shit for them. Hey, I do shit for them.
Okay, jumpers.
Twofold.
We got to keep talking. We got to get back on our lava. Hey,
your shoelaces in the lava. Yeah,
so. Oh, I burned off my... Oh, how
shoelace,
do I...
Shoelace, get it off.
My shoelace is burned.
3 second rule. We're rolling up for a
I'm
second.
I'm blowing on
it's
it.
It's only for a second. Yep.
Oh, that was a close one. Oh, no.
Oh, he left.
He just pretended to burn his feet when he walked out of here.
He's wearing those dragon stone... Wait a minute. He's got those dragon stone shoes on. That means he's immune to all this lava, this asshole.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
What a dickhead.
He's a huge dickhead.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could roast marshmallows on this lava.
Probably.
In here. How fast would a marshmallow roast in some lava?
In lava?
Yeah.
You'd probably have to eat it while it was cooking, because it'd probably just disintegrate, right? If you held that over lava.
Do you think LeVar Burton is a big fan of lava? Because Possibly. It's the big beginning of his name?
Yeah.
Like, did you ever watch Reading Rainbow and notice, like, every third book was just had something to do with lava?
Now that you mention it.
I bet that's because of its name, LeVar Burton.
I never thought of that.
And that's why a lot of his books had to do with Burton snowboards, too, towards the end of the show.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
He's just obsessed with his name.
Wow. Is that why he wore, like, a Jack Burton t-shirt, too?
Yes. Yeah? Absolutely it is.
We all know what movie that's from, right?
Of course we do.
Excellent.
Let's not go further into it.
Come on now.
LeVar Burton was obsessed with lava.
I didn't know that. He probably used lava soap.
Probably. It gets the grime off.
I was one time sent to go get some soap for where I worked.
Go on.
They sent me down the mall.
Jeez, I hope this store is going somewhere.
No, it doesn't really. But what I thought everybody would want to use is hand soap. I just got lava because it was cheap. And everybody's like, why the fuck did you get lava?
That's harsh
stuff.
We're not
trying to, we're not changing tires.
Yeah, oil.
Yeah. Everybody was pissed at me.
Really?
I was like, then don't send me down there with fucking $2.
You couldn't get Irish Spring?
I just thought lava, man. I thought it was cool.
Terrible.
If you want to get clean, you know, you want to get clean.
And have, like, blood. Yeah. Like, it's really good to get your... That's like a sandpaper.
Yep.
Using that lava
Pretty
stuff.
Much, it's like sandpaper in soap
And form. It makes a little suds. Like, a little, mostly,
Very little.
Mostly sandpaper with a little suds.
Yep. But say you're a veterinarian.
I'm a veterinarian.
And it's post-apocalyptic times.
Go on.
Lava would be probably the best soap if you stumbled across a pile of it.
And your main focus.
Yeah.
In post-apocalyptic times, you're wondering, how do I get my hands clean?
You're a veterinarian, you got to do your part. And saving animals would be part to keep hope alive.
What animals survived the apocalypse? in this scenario.
There's so many of every animal, so probably.
No, you need to tell me which animals survive the apocalypse in this veterinarian's world.
Be like how to, you know, be like a new Noah's Ark. Whoever lives, that's, you know, who's going to go on and populate the rest of the world.
So you're not going to answer my question. You can't think of one animal to name? An antelope?
Aardvark.
Okay.
Hamster. That's the British hamster.
I see. This is H is silent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chubby monkeys.
Okay.
And I'd say ocelot.
All right. How
you say? Cool Keith.
That's an animal?
Yep, of course.
Yeah, you're right. Fair enough.
Lassies?
Right.
I don't know
two name, lassies?
What kind of those dogs are.
Doberman Pit? No.
Porpoises.
Gray.
Otters.
Gray wolf. Yeah, otters. Yeah, you were right to not want to list them. It's boring hearing you talk about animals.
Is it?
Yeah.
Lobsters.
Pretty boring.
Crustaceans.
Yeah, all kinds. Oh, good. Getting into the water stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes, do you think if lava hits, like, I always think about the fish.
Go on.
And
yeah.
The sea, like, if lava hits them and all that, do you think it, like, cooks, pretty much just boils whatever the
it's
hell
like is. Like a seafood buffet.
Yeah. So, like.
But, here's the thing. The lava is coming from the earth. You know, that comes from under the earth's surface is where the lava is being pushed out. And so it actually causes like earthquakey like things to happen. So off the coastline, all the animals feel those vibrations in the water, and they're very sensitive and they get the F out of there.
So yeah, you got to follow those guys. That'd be a great way to track earthquakes.
Yeah, all the fish are leaving.
Yep.
Something is up.
Or like all the bees are leaving.
Where are these bees going? Huh. Hey, how come all these bears are running away? That's probably a bear thing.
All these monkeys stop throwing their poop, right?
Somebody must be committing a crime. Any massive animal behavior is an indicator of something.
Have you ever seen, like deep in the ocean when there's, like, volcanic vents?
Yes, shooting into the water.
Yeah, and they're always like, no life can survive here. And then, but of course, there's life.
Life
and,
does.
Yeah.
Now, this was a pointless documentary.
It's always just that crazy shit that's right by the vent. Just
It's
always just
like daring it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of this.
Oh, it looks, I mean, if you could eat that stuff, I wonder how that would taste.
Eat lava bursting into the ocean?
Oh, yeah. I bet it's pretty good if your digestive system is set up for it.
How come you'd eat that, but you're grossed out by a chocolate fountain?
I just don't believe chocolate fountains exist.
Oh, but you believe in dragons.
Yep. Well, that's a fact.
Sure.
Yeah.
What about a dragon fountain?
What is that? What even?
It shoots
what?
Dragons out of it? Like a fountain that dragons come pouring out of?
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
You should patent that right now. Trademark it.
You think?
Yeah.
I'll write it down.
Dragon,
right now,
shoots dragons, so like when it breathes fire?
The patent
does that mean it just shoots dragons out?
Yeah.
And then those dragons breathe fire or more dragons?
The patent is pending.
Because you just get just an infinite number of dragons till they disappear and become too small.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, emerging like those Russian dolls, you know.
Babushkas?
Yeah. Wait, I thought those were scarves.
No, it's an old lady.
Oh, yeah.
A nana.
Is that what they killed in a Crown of Punishment?
An old lady?
Yeah.
Or a nesting doll?
I'm not sure. I'll have to reread it.
Yeah. You mean Dostoevsky's Crown of Punishment,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, not Peter Falk's Crown of Punishment.
Falk's Crown of Punishment was awesome.
Yeah,
It was mostly about solving the crime.
Yeah,
and at the
not,
end,
not
he
too
said,
much punishment.
Knock it off.
Yeah, the punishment was kind of what we endured, you know, while watching it. So I didn't get that till I was coming home. It's like, oh, there was crime and punishment.
Yeah. I was punished, and the crime was that show.
Yeah,
that was.
I saw an episode of Columbo one time where somebody murdered somebody with ice,
like a sharp piece of ice,
something like that. I can't
and then
remember.
It was
by a pool too, so there was a legitimate excuse for there being like water. You know?
Yeah, but a pool. I mean, that's like one block of ice. Doesn't make any sense.
What?
Get your facts straight, Columbo.
No, but it was like where the guy killed him was right by the pool.
Oh, okay, so the water was not a...
Yeah, and it made it look like an accident. Yeah, so there was a reason for the water to be there, I think. At least that's what I would do. If I would fool Columbo.
Do people still say sarcastically, nice job, Columbo, to somebody who figured out a mystery?
I don't know. Did they used to do that?
Yeah.
Oh. I always remember guys going, I'm a very busy man, Mr. Columbo. What now?
Oh, from the show.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But you know how they do like a...
Is that how they ended every show?
Way to go, Einstein, when someone does something dumb.
Yeah, or nice job, Newton.
Yeah, exactly. Way to sit by a tree, Newton.
Yeah.
Did
Or hop to it, Archimedes.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, you know that one.
But people also say, good thinking, Columbo.
Yeah.
When you're when you figure something out that's obvious.
Got you, Galileo. Right?
Right.
I never knew that people
did. Way to dress, Madonna.
She is a, I mean, I guess at one point in her life, she's a very snappy dresser.
No, it's supposed to be like the opposite, like you're, yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah, at one point.
Right, yeah, I don't know how she dresses now.
Yeah.
Because that's not a thing, she's not relevant.
No, you should get, you should get those Madonna's kids books.
Which ones?
Doesn't she have a couple?
The one, Sex?
Yeah, yeah.
Real Sex, is mm-hmm. that the one?
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's Real Sex 8.
It's mostly photos from Real Sex 8.
Yeah, just they jump right to it.
Did you watch the Real Sex movies on HBO?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'd always be like, what? Because it would always be
it's like a people that are fat old couples masturbating.
Real. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, great. I don't
but you watched. Yeah. I still watched.
Yeah, I'd be like,
I
was like, what? Nope. Okay,
it's nudity. It's got sex in the title.
I try to eat and watch it after watching. What? I get bored, and that was just a bad idea.
No, cereal?
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah.
That's like the thing now, though. I mean, really, Real Sex is like a precursor to reality shows. Oh, yeah. You know, now they're just all these gross, dumb reality shows.
Oh, there's so many of them.
That people eat during. You know? I bet people have like dinner. Like people sit around and eating a family dinner and watch some dumbass thing. I bet. I don't know.
It's probably happening right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
I hope people are playing Lava during it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jumpers.
Checking up on you. We've been spotting the cameras here.
We're not touching.
Yeah, I noticed. You guys are doing real well.
Thanks.
I'm just going to walk all the way over here across this man. Floor here.
You got Dragonstone shoes.
Yeah, that guy you guys noticed, huh?
Jumpers, did we have a guest in the lobby today? Or
is... Yeah, but he just stepped in the lobby, so it's going to. I got to let him know the rules.
You got to prep him.
And
okay.
Shit like that. Yeah, yeah.
That's okay. Dan and I are going to do the 7 best things of a thing, and we'll hit a break, and then we'll come back with our guest.
Oh, thank you for letting me know what's going on
so
in the show, gentlemen.
So you got about 12 minutes, probably.
12 minutes? I'm going to give you guys 16, all right?
It's not, I guess. I mean, we'll just take a longer break.
You guys do go on. All right.
What? Okay.
I like how he's exiting.
So, Dan, do you want to do the 7 best things of a thing? And yes. It'll be the children's games. Because Lava is a really fun children's game. But we should list the 7 best children's games from our childhood.
So, do you want to go from worst to best or from me from best to worst?
Yes. I'll go from worst to best and you go from best to worst.
Okay.
So we'll start with, I'll start with 7 and get
I'll
to
start
1.
With 1.
And you start with 1 and go to 7.
Yep.
So, but if you know the order then, right?
Yep.
To get from 1 to 7.
Yeah.
And I'll go the opposite.
I might skip around a little bit, but you can set in post.
Yeah, you can do the numbers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll de-edit it afterwards. So here we are. 7 best things of a thing. Childhood games. Right. For me, number 7 is freeze tag. Number 6.
Number 4.
Is hide and seek. I'm not a huge fan.
Ropey day.
Number 5 is tickle torture.
Already did 4. Shit. Is a plume the bird.
Number 4 is waterboarding.
Cackle master.
Number 3 best game is marbles.
Grandma skirts.
Number 2 best game is underdogs.
Rhymes and dungeons.
Swing. And number 1 best childhood game is a Russian roulette.
Candy Graham.
Nice.
Yep.
We did it.
Yep.
Some of yours seemed not like a game.
Well, they were games.
Granny's Pajamas or something like that?
No, Granny Skirts.
Oh, okay. I've never played that game. How does it work?
Well, it's like a board game.
Okay.
And I believe when you pull the board out and open it up.
Yeah.
If I remember it correctly.
Yeah.
It's Granny's skirt.
Oh, the board is a skirt?
Yeah. And then there's a little thing that pops up, like just a very tiny piece of cardboard at the end.
Yeah.
And it kind of puts up an image of Granny, like, looking down.
Oh, judgmentally.
Yeah, she's, you know. And your goal is to climb up the folds and the bends of Granny's skirt.
Oh, okay, like Chutes and Ladders,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, from the inside.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
To get to the top.
So you have, like, a little guy that you roll dice mm-hmm. and move
like,
around.
You know, do spaces and on spaces.
That sounds fun. I'd play that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she doesn't want you climbing her skirt. Like, do you get a cookie at the end? Or what?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a kind of an adult game that we found when we were kids.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's kind of what happened.
Okay, well, that's gross. Why don't we take a quick break, and then we can talk to our guest. Do you still have the break button in your pocket, or did the...
It's pocket break day.
Everyone, don't forget, you're listening to Trends, and keep playing Lava while we're on our break. Okay?
Pocket break.
I touched the lava just a little bit. This is my toe. But it just burned part of my shoe.
Yeah, I just raised my shoe, so it's ta-da! That was more of my...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tried to... I apologize to you, Dan. In the break, I cracked an egg open on the floor, but it's not real lava, so the egg didn't know.
Oh.
So it's just... there's also a raw egg on
it. You also kind of did on a part that wasn't lava.
Oh, I did on the yellow. Yeah. Isn't that not...
Yeah.
No, I got mixed up about lava. Which is... Oh.
Yeah, you're in lava right now.
I'm not touching it. I'm just... Oh, I got to move my chair.
Yeah, yeah.
My chair's burning. Confused. So there's just a raw egg on the floor. Sorry about that.
Sorry, we'll clean it up.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get a cleaner to clean it. Jumpers won't do it.
All right, Gemma.
Hey, Jumpers.
Yes, it's just arrived.
Great. Yeah. I'm really excited. Jumpers.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Miles Davis?
What?
Okay, you've heard of Miles Davis.
Yeah, yeah, I know that guy.
Do you know his Kind of Blue album?
Which one? I'm a big Miles Davis fan. I mean...
Do you know Kind of Blue?
What is it? Kind of...
Never
blue.
Mind.
It'd be a B-L-E-W, right? Like he's blowing it along.
No, I like love the color.
Pictures where he does it.
All right, let's just move on.
Kind of Blue?
You and Dan are both... Yeah, you guys don't know. It's like the most popular jazz album in the world.
Right. I got the most popular jazz album in the world.
What's that?
It is...
Herb Alpert?
Yeah.
You looked really pissed for just a second.
Yeah, because you look really... Like, you're like degrading.
Because that's the great a stupid... One. Wait, Herb Alpert's not.
And the TJB, say it with me now.
TJ.
The Tijuana Brass Band. Yeah.
TJBB. Okay.
Hey, I'm not. Hey, that's what the great man named
all
it.
Right.
I'm
all call right. It, you're off today, Jumpers. You're off your game.
What?
You're off your game.
No, I'm on my game because I got my Dragonstone
shoes. You're sleeping. On. You're going to get caught sleeping.
Yeah, you're going to sleep. You're going to fall in the lava and you're going to die.
No.
I'm not going to call time out.
I just figured out lava's not yellow, so I'm doing well.
Yeah, but wait, you were on?
Yeah. No, I didn't touch it. I just...
Oh, here's a guest, all right?
Okay, thanks, Jumpers.
Hey, you both.
All right. These guys, he keeps doing that.
Good evening.
Oh, hi. Welcome to Trends.
Thank you.
That's Dan, and I'm Levi. And
yeah, I'm Dan. Nice to meet you.
And we are talking about lava today?
Yes.
So I thought maybe you could just tell us who you are and...
Well, my name is Ernest.
Ernest?
Krasnastikon.
Wow, that is a complicated last name.
It's Polish.
Ernest Krasnastikon.
Krasnastikon.
I said that. That's an awesome name. And yeah, I know. Thanks for being with us today.
It's great to be here.
So maybe you're a geologist or an expert in lava or rock or molten.
The world's champion.
You're a champion of.
The lava game.
Oh, we're playing lava right now. Actually, you're standing on a black square.
Right now?
Yeah, did Jumpers not tell you?
Oh, yep.
You're
dead.
You just died, man.
Yep, you're dead. You've been stepping in that lava way over 3 seconds.
Yeah, you've been...
Since you got in here.
Your legs are gone.
Are you telling me I lost the game?
Yeah, you just lost a lot. We just beat the world champion of lava.
Oh, my God!
Yeah!
Man, come
yeah.
on!
Ha-ha! In your face!
You have to make a death noise. What is your death noise?
Yeah, come on, Ernest. You know how to play this game. Have you never died before? Well, you look pissed. Sorry, dude.
Nobody told me that you were...
Yeah, look around.
Death noise.
Look at the layout. You could tell lava's happening right now. Why do you think there's our egg on the floor? That was a mistake. But anyways, just do your... Yeah, come on. Do your death noise. You died, Ernest.
Fuck you.
Is that his death noise?
That is my death noise.
Wow. That's...
That's also how I feel.
Yeah, I get it. I mean...
I can't believe this. We're world champions now.
Yeah, we get the belt, right? And it wasn't sanctioned, I don't think.
Yeah, take off the belt. You got to give us the belt.
Oh, that is a cool belt. It's got like a picture of a volcano. Wow, he's really taking it off. Can't believe this guy's committed.
There you go.
Okay, Dan, you can wear the belt for now.
What?
I mean, you're good at it.
Okay.
We'll share it. We'll take turns.
I feel so
hey, man.
Light.
What?
This is so unfair.
You know what? This is an opportunity for you to like start again from scratch. And
or take it back.
Reclaim the lava throne.
I would love to challenge you to a game of lava.
Well, we're in the middle of a game. I mean, you just
what
lost.
We are. Damn it, I lost again.
You're standing up. You're terrible at this.
I bet. I'm pretty sure that they got champion socks.
Oh, yeah. Give us the socks.
No, not the socks.
Come on. I can see them from here. They're all red and yellow.
It's not fair.
Take off your socks.
God.
Come on. I'm going to put those on. Oh, these are warm. Oh, thanks, man.
You can get one. Oh, God.
That's... Man, we are kicking. That's two victories against the champion guy. I can't believe it. I would have thought you would have been better at this game.
See, I don't understand why
Well, you're just getting so upset. I mean, we'd love to talk to you about how tournament play
this
works.
This is so unfair. So unfair. You got to stay on your toes, man. I mean, it's the way of the warrior.
Not only on your toes, but you should not be standing on lava, which you are right now.
Come on!
Yeah.
God damn it.
Anytime you want to get out of the lava, it's probably
so degrading.
Are you wearing a championship beanie? Is that what that beanie is on your head?
Here.
Dan, you can wear the beanie, because I look stupid in the beanie, but you pull it off.
Okay, well.
Nice.
Here. Oh, well, you don't need to smash me. God.
These guys, I mean, you're the champion. Like, are you I don't know how you became the champion.
There's a championship.
You're not great at this game.
There's a United States champ. There's a championship for every country, and then those countries meet.
And you beat all the countries?
Yes, I'm the champion.
So is there
a champion for 13 or 14 years.
Is there a big, arena where you play a big game of lava, or how does it work?
And we always do it by a real volcano. Usually we picked one that's the closest that science has discovered will erupt.
So you try to use a real...
active volcano, yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Use it for the thrill of being by an active volcano. In case it really happens, the men can prove who are really the men.
It's amazing how well you're talking right now, considering your legs are burning up from lava.
You sons of bitches.
It's not our fault.
You're supposed to hit the reset clock. Those are the international rules.
Yeah, Dan hit it when you were talking.
Yeah, dude, I hit it.
Next time, tell me.
That's not...
It's unfair. I have to give you away.
But you don't have to...
My fake tattoo, my champion fake tattoo.
It's weird you didn't put it on yet, but okay, I'll take it. Thanks. I'm just going to go ahead and put it on my forearm.
Learn from that lesson well. You're smart, you put it on. But now if you lose,
I have to cut that off,
which is why I didn't put it on.
Oh, man. Honestly, I'm not too worried, based on how you've been playing so far, that I'm going to have to get rid of this tattoo. It's pretty awesome.
This was real.
Dan, look, there's a dragon on it. This tattoo is a dragon.
See, and it's breathing fire over lava.
Uh-huh, I know. I mean, it's still
everybody
not real.
Everybody knows the dragons are the keepers of the world.
Okay, dragons aren't a real thing. That's a fictional thing. You know...
it's very quaint, you're thinking.
It's not quaint. It's...
Oh, it's quaint.
Modern and based in reality.
Quaint. Fake.
Fake?
Yeah, you're thinking. Think for yourself. Why don't you... If I can just be frank, think for yourself. Open your mind up just for 2 seconds.
Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Just look straight down. You're in some lava right now. Everywhere
you
stand.
Keep moving. This is not fair. No. I'm all discombobulated.
There's a yellow square.
You're supposed to tell me when...
There's a yellow square right in front of you where you
stand. Literally pointed at the reset button and hit it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You saw me.
You lost like 5 games.
I thought you were just pointing at your belt. You're showing off.
It is his belt.
Okay, well, I'm pointing at it now. Right now, it's very clear.
We're about to reset, you want to...
I'm telling you now, this is a formal notation.
Pressing it, and now we are playing the lava game now.
It is on.
And...
You will be mine soon enough. Or the lavas soon enough.
Will you tell us just a little bit about your career playing the game of lava?
Yes, well, I stored it as most of us do, on the playground or in our own homes.
Right, of course.
Yes, and we grew up, we were villagers, and we grew up next to an active volcano.
Oh, really?
All villagers do.
That's amazing.
Yes, and I kept wanting to up my game. You know, I was constantly tormented by this active spurting volcano, and we lived 3 miles from.
Yeah,
always hoping for the day that it would go off I would get to test my challenge, my skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I was 13, I was walking home from school one day and the volcano went super active.
Wow.
That's a scientific term.
Sure.
I saw I was quite a distance away up on a hill from my village, and I saw my entire village get burned and engulfed and buried in lava within a matter of seconds.
That's really sad.
Suddenly, the crater that my village people had built their village was just a soup bowl of lava.
That's terrible.
Yes. But it was not really a time to think, so the lava was coming towards me, and I got to test my challenges that day and save my sorrows for later. And I for at least 300 to 400 feet, at the time, I had to dodge lava till we got off on a safe purchase.
And that's how you became good at it?
Yes.
So what happened now?
I had to do it for 3 days at a time.
But So what happened since then that now you're...
I said I would dedicate my life to being the best at this game.
But you're standing in lava right now.
Ah, son of a bitch. Are you... I'm shaming my family. I'm shaming my entire village.
Your dead family. And you're just dead village.
Are you... All right. Okay, well, I have a monocle here. This is yours.
Oh, wow. Wow, it's got a logo built into it.
Yep, if you look.
Kind of skews everything.
You kind of see it. God damn it.
Yeah, it's probably harder to play with the monocle in, but I'll give it a go.
This is so unfair.
Look, we'll do one more sort of double or nothing.
You know, you keep forgetting to make death noises.
Yeah.
You know? I think you probably owe us another thing because you keep forgetting. I think that there's that rule where if you get to make a death noise, we can call you.
How about this? We'll play one more game.
All right.
And then if you lose, we're done talking to you, and you have to make the best death noise and run out of the studio. Whoever loses, whoever touches lava first.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Has to...
Let's do that.
Make a death noise and run out of the studio.
I will reset the clock this time.
Yeah.
To just make it official.
Rules are rules. Yeah. You maybe want to just get out of the lava first.
Hit it! Ah!
You have...
Oh. All right. Here's my death noise.
Okay.
Make it good.
Yeah. Because
that other one was bullshit.
Yeah, you haven't really
Fuck
done
you.
Anything.
Yeah, I know that's what it was.
Come on, Ernest.
Fuck you.
Hey.
Come on, man.
Jeez. Sad.
With that?
You need to leave. You're supposed to leave.
Well, I have to give you my chicken farm.
You have a chicken farm? Yeah. Wow, there's a deed to a chicken farm.
Yep, that's yours. All the chickens are yours.
Amazing.
You will.
Okay. Another mouth to feed, I guess.
Farewell. I'm disgraced today. I hang my head in sorrow. If you read of my suicide in the paper in the next week or two, do not be surprised.
Okay, well, thanks for coming.
And he's just walking. He's just walking right through the lava. I think we broke him.
Yeah.
Well, he's not even caring.
He's not good at this game.
No.
I think you and I could win the tournament.
Yo, did you see that, guys?
Yeah.
He just totally disregarded all the laws for the lava game. He's
was
dead.
Bad
he's
at
dead,
lava.
Dead, and deader.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. Like, look at him. He's just, he wouldn't even have made it to that door. He's done.
No, you're right. You're right, Chompers.
I don't think he knows this, but I had a little village set up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He walked right through it.
He just destroyed the villagers.
Yeah, like in a crater, you know.
That's sad.
Right next to the volcano lava.
But you know what they say, Dan. When you play the game of lava.
Yeah, you run.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Or you be a man and you jump around and you win the lava game.
That's not as poetic.
No.
Well, I think we're just out of time on this episode of Trends.
Yeah.
Jumpers, do you have anything to add?
No, guys, I'm going to just... Lava's done.
Game over?
Game over.
Sweet.
I don't know who won, but I know who lost.
That Ernest guy.
Yeah.
He lost big time.
Yep, he didn't. It's like almost he never played a game before in his life. That was the worst I've ever seen him play.
That was bad.
Yeah, and they said he was a champion, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's like Rocky when he got soft. That's the kind of champion he was.
You're right.
Yeah, you guys were Clubber Lang. You came and whooped his ass today.
Exactly. Yeah? Exactly right.
All right, guys.
I'm Clubber Lang. You like my mohawk?
Yeah. You got one right now?
Yes.
Oh, lift up your little newsies cap. Show me.
It's right there. Do you see it?
Yep. Oh, that is a mohawk. Nice.
Yeah, that's why I've been wearing this cap so much.
I can see why.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Thanks, Jumpers.
Thanks, man.
All right, well, you've been listening to Trends. I'm Levi. Thanks for listening. That's Dan. And Dan, you're going to give the classic Trends catchphrase?
Yep. Pluck each turkey every day.
Hey guys, is it over?
It's over.
Psst, goodbye.
Bye.